Yesterday was the first makeup day for people looking to register for disaster food assistance, or DSNAP, after Hurricane Irma. While people waited in long lines to register for disaster food assistance, attorneys in federal court had their first hearing over how the administrators of the program have accommodated people with disabilities. WLRN's Wilson Sayre explains.
Lawyers from the University of Miami Health Rights Clinic and the Miami Worker Center sued the state and federal government on behalf of several people who were unable to sign up for disaster food assistance because of their disability. Registration has to happen in person, and the suit claims that's not acceptable. Lines were hours and hours long in the sun and rain. The judge asked the two sides to try and work something out, and there is a tentative agreement. Anyone who's disabled and pre-registers for DSNAP may have the opportunity to interview later on the phone. Pre-registration closes this Thursday. That phone interview has never been allowed before because of concerns about fraud. The federal government has until November 16th to give the final thumbs up or thumbs down on that arrangement. If it's a no, there will be another hearing on the 20th when the federal judge will weigh in. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.